Despite all of that, however, Wayman firmly believed that, in the end, Mother Church, and yes, even Vicar Jaspar, for that matter, was going to have to adopt at least some of the Carisian innovations. The new artillery, for example, and the acceptance of the primacy of the cannon-armed galleon over the traditional galley. The advantages those things bestowed upon Carus were simply too great to be overcome without duplicating them. "And won't that make the Grand Inquisitor happy?" Wayman thought acidly. "I wish we could at least tell them something about who tried to kill Hector," Bishop Executor Thomas said. "I thought the entire world knew it was Caleb, my lord," Wayman said with a chuckle, and Shilaire snorted. "If you truly believe that, Adrian, I have some nice property on the bottom of Temple Bay I'd like to sell you." "Oh, I don't believe it, my lord, but that probably makes us the only two men in the entire League of Coruscant, outside of Prince Hector and Earl Corus, of course, who don't. And you have to admit it's had a salutary effect on support for the prince here in Coruscant." "Yes, it has," Shilaire acknowledged. "In fact, I shouldn't admit it, but there are times I almost wish whoever it was had succeeded." Wayman's eyes narrowed, and the bishop executor shook his head quickly. "I said almost, Adrian. Still, the truth is that unless Caleb's a lot more competent than his performance to date has given us any reason to think, he's going to beat Hector. Despite any of these new Carisian innovations Hector may choose to adopt, he's going to lose in the end. When he does, it's going to be one more blow at Mother Church's position, and knowing Hector, there's always the chance he'll at least try to reach some sort of last-minute accommodation with Caleb, if the only alternative is outright defeat. And that, Adrian, will be even more destructive to Mother Church. Hector dead at Carisian hands and a martyr to God's cause could at least be a rallying point. Hector alive and a prisoner of Carus, languishing in some noisome dungeon somewhere, might even be useful to us. But Hector alive and negotiating with Carus is going to be anything but an asset." "That's true enough, my lord," Wayman agreed, but he also shook his head. "Somehow, though, I doubt it's ever likely to happen. If there's one person on the face of Safehold Caleb of Carus hates with every fragment of his being, it's Hector of Coruscant, especially since his father's death. Unless I'm seriously mistaken, about the only negotiating token Caleb would be willing to receive from Hector would be his own beating heart." "I know, I know," Shilaire waved one hand. "I didn't say it was likely, Adrian. That doesn't stop it from keeping me awake at night from time to time, though." Wayman nodded in understanding. He rather liked the bishop executor, although he'd always thought of Shilaire as something of an intellectual lightweight. He'd hardly have ended up assigned to some place like Coruscant and an archbishop like Boris Barman otherwise. But God knew the man was under enough stress for any three bishops executor. Small wonder if his imagination was turning to even the most unlikely of scenarios. "Still," the intendant thought, "if there's one thing in the entire world I'm confident of, it's that not even Langhorne himself could work out any sort of negotiated settlement between Hector of Coruscant and Caleb of Carus."